God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As always, it is so good to be with you. And this is a very special day as it is the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. And as we just did a few moments ago, we begin the Mass and many other prayers of blessings each and every day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, these words refer to what the Church affectionately describes as the most fundamental and essential teaching to the hierarchy of the truths of faith. And we are referring to none other than the Trinitas, meaning the Holy Trinity. So let's take a few moments to try to better understand that which we base our entire lives and place all of our hopes in. What is the Holy Trinity? Well, essentially, the Holy Trinity is one God in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We do not believe in three gods, but one God in three persons. That's why we say, in the name of, rather than in the names of, when we make the sign of the cross. Each person of the Holy Trinity is God, fully, holy, and complete. Now, I wish that I could make it clear, but unfortunately, I'm not that eloquent of a speaker. And I wish there were some analogies, and I have heard some really good ones, but they still yet fall far short of the essence of what the Trinity is all about. So let me share with you in these couple of moments what I do know of what St. John Paul II described as the difficult but fascinating journey of contemplating the Holy Trinity. The first thing is that the Holy Trinity is a great mystery. A mystery. Now, we usually think of who did it, that kind of thing, like a mystery novel. But the context for the word mystery, it'll surprise you, because the mystery is not so much understanding the theological concepts, although they are complicated to be sure. But here's the bigger question. Whenever we hear the word mystery used in the scripture, the bigger question mark when looking at the Holy Trinity is comprehending, just beginning to understand and feel the great mystery of just how much God loves you. That's mystery. In the person of the Father, God reveals that he is the origin of everything. Jesus says in the Gospels that we're to call him Abba, a term of endearment for Father, because all goodness and loving care flows from him towards his children. And in the person of the Son, we see what is described as the human face of God. It is through Jesus, the Son, that God reveals his presence, his words, his healing touches, his forgiving gladness, and the way of salvation for our souls. As the angels proclaimed, Jesus is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And then through the person of the Holy Spirit, God reveals, he makes known to us, that he who lives within us is our source of unity, courage, truth, and love for all humanity. Great mystery. The second thing is know your faith in God. Something unique about Christianity, it is the only religion that upholds the doctrine of the Trinity in order to understand the nature of God. Now, while we are for sure to be respectful of all beliefs that others have of God, we have to be careful that we do not integrate them into our understanding of the Holy Trinity. Because if we do so, it takes away some aspect, some very important aspect of our relationship with God and who God is. For example, Agnosticism says that we cannot know or believe anything about God. God is just out there. But the Holy Trinity reveals to us and teaches that God has decided, he has chosen to make himself known to us. We also have atheism. It says that God doesn't exist. But the Holy Trinity, everything about it, proclaims that God has and God always will exist. And then there's pantheism. That's a popular one today. Pantheism believes that God is everything. But the Holy Trinity affirms that everything comes from God. Others believe that God is only one person, namely the Father. But the Holy Trinity acknowledges the person of the Father, but also affirms the resurrection of Jesus, the Son, and the sending down of the Holy Spirit into our lives. The third thing that's important, particularly in the world that we're living in today, is to be love. Because you can. Certain aspects or parts of the Trinity, or actually all of the great theological truths of our faith, they apply better times than others. And this is one that we really need to be thinking about today in light of everything that's going on in the world. It is be love. Love. That's what we need, because you can. It is through the waters of baptism that we are called to share in the life of the Holy Trinity, which is love. We just had a couple of baptisms this morning. What a wonderful experience that was. And when the elect are baptized, the priest says what? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There's that Trinity. And that Trinity literally claims us. God claims us as one of his own. That means that we have been given everything necessary, great mystery, in order to be love. So how awesome to know, especially with all of the unrest in our world today, that we still possess the capacity to be love. Never forget that. When I was driving here to the Mass this afternoon, I saw something on love on a windshield that just blew me away. I said, how could you even think such a negative thing? But there it was. There's that sense of dismay about love. But my friend, doesn't have to be that way. You can be love because of what God has done for you. And then finally, the one that probably applies most to where we're living right now is to encourage harmony and unity in your relationships. This is a great time to be celebrating the solemnity of the Holy Trinity because of this notion of oneness. At the core of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is oneness. There's unity. There's communion, which flows out of a sense of love. See, you have to remember this. This is the beautiful thing about the Holy Trinity. God, in his deepest mystery, is not a solitude. He's not solitary, but he is a community. Because he has in himself fatherhood, sonship, and the spirit of love. Rejoice. This is great, wonderful stuff. Rejoice greatly that the oneness of the Holy Trinity goes all the way up. This sense of community and communion goes all the way up into the very essence, the very core of who God is. That's great. And how inspiring is to know that, not only because it's great as it is directed towards us, but it also means that we have the capacity, we have been given the capability for harmony and unity in our relationships today as well. What a life-giving word. I've been searching for some positive words this week as I see everything going on in the world. Here's some life-giving words about the notion of the Trinity and that we can have harmony and unity in our relationships. And here's something that's very important to remember about this notion of oneness. Oneness does not imply uniformity. It does not imply conformity, that we're all the same. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're very different, aren't they? And so are we. But here is what oneness means. This is how oneness is achieved. It is achieved through harmony, mercy, and consolation in the midst of a rich diversity. that comes from every human being being created in the image and likeness of God. That is a beautiful, wonderful thought. See, in a world today that has been wounded by injustice, oppression, hate, greed, anger, we desperately, desperately need to live out this living reality of accepting of our diversity through these wonderful things of harmony, mercy, and consolation. See, we need to model to all fellow human beings today the example, the one who lived it out most perfectly and most beautifully in this life, the Blessed Mother, who has revealed to us in ways untold the compassion, the mercy, and the consolation, the great love, you can call it, that exists within the diversity of the Holy Trinity. And you and I are called, not only in our Christian community, we are called to go and do likewise. Let there be oneness on earth, and let it begin with me. I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection today. What one thing can you do to better understand the profound implications of the Holy Trinity in your life, particularly amidst all of the unrest that exists in our world today? And the second thing is this. In what one way, as we're crying out to each other, crying out for unity and harmony in life, what is one way that you can become more concrete in promoting harmony and unity in our world today? God bless all of you. Let there be oneness on earth.